Hugh, thank you very much. That's BBC Essex's Stuart Woodward just bringing us up to date on that ongoing court case. Good morning. The time is now 16 minutes past seven, so we'll stay across that story. Let's bring you some other news which we're likely to hear a bit more about as the day goes on today. This relates to smartphone usage in schools and a possible outright ban. Well, a parent in Essex who has campaigned for a ban on smartphones in schools says she wants to see all secondaries ban them completely. The House of Lords is going to debate an amendment today to the Children's Wellbeing and Schools Bill, which would introduce a legal ban. Jordana Lynch in Brentwood is a mum to a 10-year-old girl and a 7-year-old boy, and she's also part of the Smartphone Free campaign.
I think ultimately the end goal is that secondary schools ban them completely. It's great to have the lockbox and the yonder pouch approach. However, it doesn't really only addresses the issue in school and not outside of school. So I think if we can change the culture that children don't have these super pocket computers in their pockets at all times 24/7, and just changing the culture, bringing children back into having a childhood that's safe and secure and allowing them to be wholesome adults as they grow up.
Well, that's Jordana Lynch, who we're going to be hearing from in a bit more detail after eight on the show. A lot of schools already have some sort of phone ban in place, but the policies do vary from school to school. This would introduce a legal ban on smartphones in schools. What do you think about it? 0800 111 40 41. You can drop us a text or a WhatsApp. Your thoughts welcome, especially if you are a parent or maybe you've got some experience of working in schools. Well, with me now, Gemma Berg, who's a child therapist in Woodford Green, and Gemma, also a mum. Morning to you, Gemma.
Good morning. Thank you for having me.
You're very welcome. What's your thoughts on this then? Because as I said, a lot of schools already have quite tight rules on mobile phone usage in schools, but a legal ban, what do you think about that?
Yeah, I'm all for it myself. And I think that's because I think there's really no denying that there has been a significant negative impact. And that's what I have seen with the young people that I work with and the impact it has on their mental health of not having a break from these phones. And it's stifling their ability to develop those vital communication skills, you know, those kind of real life interactions with a human. So a lot of the young people I work with, they really struggle with that aspect, and they'll use their phones as that crutch, that comfort blanket, rather than being able to get comfortable with feeling a little bit uncomfortable, which in turn builds resilience. I mean, that's only one part of it. Alongside that, of course, we have so many aspects, such as the copious messages that are coming through with these WhatsApp groups in between lessons, which is such a sensory overload for any young person, let alone adults. You know, if we're receiving lots and lots of messages, it's really difficult for them to have that capacity for new learning when they're being expected to then go back into the classroom with that calm agenda to be able to learn effectively.
And they are addictive, aren't they? And you know, I say that as an adult as well. You sort of have this compulsion to want to keep, or feeling like you need to keep checking your phone. And then when you're on there, you then go on something else to check something else, and you're scrolling on something else. And that's adults who have not necessarily grown up with that sort of technology at their fingertips. These are kids who haven't known anything else.
Completely agree with you, Sonia. And that's exactly the main problem, in my opinion, is the addiction. It's that quick dopamine hit. And to expect children to be able to navigate that, it's, as you've just mentioned, it's hard enough for adults not to be checking their phone continuously. But for children at school, they also have this worry, a lot of the young people that I work with, that if they're not checking, then that they're missing out. They don't know what's happening and they don't feel like they're in the loop. But along with that comes feelings of overwhelm, feeling left out, and also being able to navigate the tone of messages. That in itself is really tricky.
It's interesting, isn't it, about a lot of schools, as we mentioned at the start of this, will already say, you know, you can't get your phone out during school time. It's got to be switched off. But to sort of go one step further, is that realistic? Is that going to be workable, do you think?
I think it will be. I know that there are schools that have already put into play, you know, having the wallets that are putting them in when they check in. But then the issue with that is, you know, sometimes when children are bringing them in, children can sometimes be checking them in the toilets. And I think if there is just a lawful ban, then that is it. It's a blanket approach. And it also enables, on the flip side of it, there are children that I work with that don't have phones. And for them, that can be really difficult as well, because they feel very much left out because some children are having them, some children aren't. And I just think it really helps to take the onus off of schools by making it a law. And then there's no wiggle room in between. Everyone's really clear and everyone's on the same page of what's expected.
Yeah, because you've got this weird sometimes in between phase where you're not allowed to have your phone on, you're not allowed to use it during school time, but occasionally during lessons, pupils may be asked to take photographs or do something on their phone as part of the lesson. So it's a sort of in between vibe, isn't it? Which is quite complex, quite nuanced, which isn't necessarily that helpful.
Yes, I hear you. This is so true. And I think, you know, there's other ways. Technology is important, right? Let's be real. We're growing up in a world where, well, the children are growing up in the world where their technology is used, and there are positives. However, I feel that it doesn't necessarily mean we have to include smartphones with this. There are other mediums that can be used to avoid children having their phones all of the time. I just think there's other effective ways to be able to achieve these goals within the lesson.
And it's interesting, isn't it? I go back to my younger days where if someone tells you that something is bad and not to do it as a young person, you don't always follow that through and think, yes, I'm going to listen to that. Sometimes it then prompts the opposite response, which is, well, it's bad, so I'm going to want to do it even, even more. So by banning it, does it kind of send out a message to the kids that actually we need to think about our phone usage and actually there are lots of risks? Is it quite clear in that message? Or can it make it even more tempting for them to, I don't know, get another phone or do something even more risky?
I think it's the way in which it's delivered personally. So I think along with this, rather than, you know, you're not having it, it's not good for you, because you're quite right, children will quite often want to do the polar opposite of that. So I think it's the way that we explain it, and there needs to be a lot of education that comes with it in regards to the way it can affect our mental health, and it has to be used in the right way. And there's so many things that I think children are not aware of and how detrimental it can be until it's, you know, it's so far down the line that they are really addicted. I mean, a lot of the children I work with, when I speak to them about this topic, they actually say they would feel a sense of relief for the phone to not be at school, and they feel trapped, they feel overwhelmed, and they feel worried. And these are a lot of the feelings that are being brought up for them by having the phones in school.
That is really interesting. Great to talk to you, Gemma. Thanks for joining us. Gemma Berg on BBC Essex, a mum, also a child therapist. So a sort of couple of perspectives there on this issue. What's your thought then? Let me know this morning on 0800 111 4041. Lord's going to debate this later on today. But what do you think? Has it become a real challenge for you as a parent in terms of whether or not your child could have a phone, let alone a smartphone? What specific apps they have access to and can use on that phone? How much time they're on their screens? You know, making sure they're looking out and being aware of their surroundings and not just constantly glued to the phone. We see it so much out and about. And actually older people as well. It's not just the kids, people walking along looking at their phones. And, you know, I hold my hand up to it as well. You sort of start scrolling. I'll go on for some reason. I don't know if this happens to you. You'll go on to scroll on something and you've got a purpose because obviously you've got your emails or your banking or whatever it is on there. And then you get sidetracked. And before you know it, you're stuck on something else and you forgot what you got went on there in the first place. So this is a real challenge, isn't it? Being able to put that phone down. Would it make life easier, a sense of relief for the kids, a sense of relief for the people working in schools, if an outright ban was introduced? Is it enforceable? Is it workable? Get in touch with your thoughts this morning. You can text us, you can WhatsApp, start your message with Essex.
BBC Essex.
What is the secret nuclear bunker?
It's where the government would have gone.